Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, let's talk about Kevin Colbert's idea, Chris. The draft, all remote, all virtual. Virtual, remote. I feel like Kevin Colbert's one of these guys that, you know, doesn't really know how to use the remote on his television. Probably too sophisticated for his taste. He's an old school guy, traditional guy. Kind of like that about Kevin Colbert. Apparently, this comes from the New York Daily News. Colbert recommended on a conference call that the NFL expand its draft from a 7-round draft to a 10-round draft to make a one-time exception for this year. A lot of mistakes are going to get made because there's less and less information out there. So why not give everybody a couple extra opportunities to make picks and fill out their roster from there with expanded picks? And that way, if you get your fifth-round pick wrong or your fourth-round pick wrong, well, you've got a chance in the ninth and tenth rounds maybe to make up for it. Chris, what do you make of Kevin Colbert? Let's bloat out, let's expand the draft, one-time-only thing because of the world we're living in right now.
At first, I want to make fun of it and then laugh about the idea that he really does want people to channel 1974 like he's been saying with this draft, that Steelers draft of yesteryear. What were there, 12 rounds back then? I don't even know. It was like the baseball draft where, like, random people you went to high school with would
In the early 70s, there were 17 rounds.
Yeah, that's too many rounds. But there were fewer teams, to be fair, as well.
That's what makes, just for a second, that's what makes Donnie Schell such an incredible story. Is that in 74, it was a 17-round draft. So more than 400 players were selected, and he went undrafted and turned himself into a Hall of Famer.
It would never happen. It would never happen today where he would be undrafted, not just because of fewer picks, but even if there were that many picks in this day and age, technology would be such that you would have known about Donnie Schell. Like somebody, you know, you'd have had like Mel Kiper. And I'll tell you what, right now, this Donnie Schell kid, okay, this guy can really play. All right, thanks, Mel. I actually think Kevin Colbert's idea is not bad. And I say that for this reason. In my estimation, if you're talking about any sport right now or moving forward in 2020, we are facing something in the country and in the world that is honestly has never been seen before. Like, we've had genuine world wars in the last, you know, what, 100 years.
We've Spanish never flu seen was some... bad.
Well, right, we've never seen something like this at a time when sports have become so ubiquitous. And so part of the, like, an ingrained, integral part of the fabric of our communities, the economy, etc.
From a very profound Mulsey right now, by the way. You're speaking eloquently about, you know, the world at large right now. I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you. In terms of the way, too, that every sport does its research, think about Pierre Maguire, who we're lucky enough to have on every week. And now, granted, he, in hockey terms, is probably the guy trotting the globe just about the most of anybody. At least he's the highest profile guy doing that. But you can now scout players in other continents across oceans with, relatively speaking, little difficulty. Same thing in football. You can scour. You can turn over every rock. You can comb through, you know, all this data. You can watch all these players. You can make such an informed decision. And now with a lot of that capacity having been taken back 50 years or more, I think it makes sense to act in a somewhat unprecedented way and make a one-time exception. They've done it in other sports before. Like, you've had, you know, let me put it this way. When you have a lockout or a work stoppage, right, you still want the season to happen. The Penguins got blown out in the East Finals in a year where they only played 48 regular season games. When that happened, I don't remember anyone saying, wow, you know, the Penguins, the Bruins, whoever wins this is still a bastard champion because they played 34 games less than they should have in the regular season. Major League Baseball came back from the player strike, 144-game season. I didn't hear anybody then saying, this sucks, Braves, Indians, how could we have this series for the World Series? They only played 144 games. You make allowances and exceptions when the circumstances around you dictate that you should. And I think in saying this, it's kind of an arbitrary number of rounds that Kevin Colbert is proposing, but I don't think it's a bad idea.
So not bad is the way you're going to put it?
No, I think it's a good idea. If you want me to speak in non-passive voice, I think it is a good and admirable idea.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's one of the best ideas Kevin Colbert has ever come up with. And I don't really think that there are going to be more swings and misses, more darts that fly and miss the board altogether, more whiffs from GMs. That is a secondary point. The draft, it's called a crapshoot for a reason. It is very difficult no matter if you do paralysis by analysis or you do very kind of simple analysis of it because you don't want to drive yourself crazy. All draft philosophies can work. There's different ways to do it. Depends who the people are running it. So I don't really have empathy for NFL teams now because they can't collect or comb through as much data as they're used to doing. You hear agents talk all the time about how undrafted players have a better success rate than late round picks. Because they get to pick their team and they get to pick their situation. And there's a whole side of that process, college players to the NFL, that we never get to see play out. That happens totally behind the scenes where good players, look at last year's Super Bowl. I think the number was like between 20 to 25% of the players that participated weren't drafted. Good players.
Raheem Mostert was unbelievably high profile as an undrafted
good
guy.
Players.
Bounced all over the league. And James Harrison, an NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Willie Parker, a Super Bowl hero.
And
the
so
list goes on and on.
There are still good players that are left over at the end of drafts. So why not, where we're desperate and dying for some kind of sports content, NFL content, why not broadcast that and make it a bigger draft? And make it 10 rounds. Make it 12. I don't care. There are more good football players out there.
Do you know what's something that's small about this proposal, like a 12-round or a 10-round, that I think in a time and place where we're all craving like just something that resembles good news, like half the arguments I see in Pittsburgh sports Twitter now are people trying to parse how negative, positive, like how optimistic, pessimistic, or realistic about the current setting you should be, right?
And what are you?
The current state of affairs. I think I'm a realist, which makes me sound like a pessimist.
What do you think I am?
I think you are trying to be more optimistic than I am.
Is it working?
I mean, it isn't swaying my opinion, but you can't win them all. You already brought me over to the Jameis bus. So, no, I think you're more optimistic. My point is, we all want good news, right? Like, people are grasping for any kind of little thing that they can seize on and try, you know, something that'll make them happy, something that'll make them smile. Think about the experience of having your name, like what it would be like to have your name called in the draft, right? Like Connor getting picked in the third round, very emotional, humorous when Tomlin tells him he owes him, he's going to have to reimburse the team for gas money, and Connor's so overwhelmed, he takes it very seriously. It's great. I'm thinking in like a very micro sense here about a guy who maybe wouldn't have been drafted in a normal year, who in the ninth round actually gets to hear his name called. Family, friends are all kind of like on FaceTime with each other wondering. He gets his little Zoom call. It's maybe not on TV, or they do see his name beamed up on TV. So-and-so from, you know, Mississippi gets picked. by the Steelers, a glamour franchise in the ninth round. And for that one little moment in time, that one little afternoon, in that family's house, everything's cool and normal again, because holy crap, you can always tell your grandkids, one, I survived a pandemic, two, I got drafted by the Steelers.
I think that Goodell
that
is...
That part of it's cool.
I think Goodell is always looking to make things bigger and better. That's why the NFL draft has become such a monster event. They've taken it on the road. They've made it more of a fan-friendly affair. They've tried to make it more entertaining. Why not expand it and make it bigger? They have taken away rounds from the NFL draft in recent years. If I'm Roger Goodell, this would have been my light bulb moment. Kevin Colbert making this recommendation, I would have gotten on that conference call and asked the 32 GMs, how many rounds do you think we can have? Can we do 10? Can we do 12? Can we do more? Give us a reasonable round.
How many free agents get signed every year?
Yeah, and that's what we'll do, because we're here to be the content filler for everybody right now. There have been some darn good Steelers players. Now, I know, I get it. They're diamonds in the rough. More of them missed than hit in late rounds. Let me just give you, and this is not ancient history, Chris. In the last 35 years, these are just a couple of names that were picked outside of the seven rounds. Carlton Hasselrig was a 12th round pick. He made an all-pro team.
He was a college wrestler.
He made an all-pro team in 1992. He was a good offensive lineman for a brief period. Merrill Hodge was a 10th round pick. Not a bad player before the concussion thing changed his football life. Mike Wagner, now this is going way back, 11th round pick. There are players there. Go find them. We'll watch.
I'm with you.
We'll all watch.
What else are people going to watch? They're certainly not going to be watching baseball. What else is there? This is, I guess, me trying to sound optimistic. Yes, do it. Make the draft a bloated, you know, I want to see FaceTime shots or whatever of Kevin Colbert, like, yawning into his screen while he waits for his 17th round pick turn to come up, and he's wolfing down pizza, and he's got to go get the door because his, you know, his family is all, like, bunkered in the basement, and the guy, you know, he's getting delivery beer and takeout. I mean, make it a complete spectacle. There's no reason to try to adhere to norms in what is anything but a normal year in the world. Why should sports be any different? Why should sports try to proceed like everything is happening as normal? You couldn't really pitch to me an idea that I would dismiss out of hand because it's too farcical for the sports world right now.
Yeah, I think
in terms of how to contest your games, your drafts, or otherwise.
Outside of the games themselves, the draft is, for fans, the next big thing on the NFL calendar. But sometimes it competes for eyeballs with live sporting events like the Stanley Cup playoffs and baseball games. And sometimes here in Pittsburgh, it still outrates and gets more clicks and gets more mentions than those things. So I know people care. And I think people care more and more about the analysis and the breakdown of even the later rounds of the draft. So when you say, what would people watch with less competition? I think they absolutely would watch late rounds of the NFL draft. Sorry, what are the alternatives? Even the president talked about this. What are you going to watch?
The appetite for football is limitless. It honestly is limitless, man. People will consume anything and everything related to the NFL draft. Think about what we do for a living, okay? Say the draft is 17 rounds, and you and I know, come late April, come April 26th, okay, that we are not going to have a real game to talk about until Father's Day, and that'll be the Memorial Tournament, so you're going to be boning up on, like, Jack Nicklaus history. All right. You don't think you and I and Craig would line up every single pick the Steelers made and have an interview with them? People would care about it because it would be something. If the 13th round pick says, man, I hate the Steelers. I'm really mad I got drafted. This is bogus and stupid. I wish I had been a free agent. I would never have signed here. That's a story.
As a fantasy sports enthusiast, where do you come down on just drafts in general? participating in drafts.
I think fantasy drafts can be tedious because I just want to pick my players and go. But I ran one in person last year. Like, we did it on a computer, but like I had to like make everyone's picks formally, I guess it was. And I thought that was cool.
I live like for drafts. I think there's a little bit of an camaraderie endorphin rush that comes with it.
If you're in a room with people and you've got maybe beer and snacks, I think there's a certain camaraderie that emerges.
Correct.
If you're doing it via the computer, it's got to be good smack talk.
It can be the best part of a fantasy league.
I think it is.
The draft
well,
is
everyone
like the
thinks
high
their
of the
team
league.
Is great, too. Like, I remember Cale Berger was participating in said draft that I'm referencing, and you could tell during the draft that he was, like, looking down his nose at everyone else's teams and thought he had picked a great one. He finished dead last. Mm. Like, that is funny. There is something gratifying about either, and then if you're the guy who thinks you're doing really well in the draft and it goes south for you in a hurry, then you really...
How about when you steal somebody you feel else's bad. Pick? Isn't that just a great feeling?
When somebody cusses you out in a draft... When you get like the Joe Starkey, but it's because you picked somebody, you know you struck gold.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.